Today in the gospel, Jesus asks the disciples a question that he asks over and over again to every individual and in every generation. What are you looking for? Our God is a creative God. John the Baptist recognizes that the old covenant must give way to the new. John does not hold on to the past. He points to Jesus, who brings new life in a way that has not been anticipated before. This weekend, I'm asking you to think about what renewal can be at St. Raymond. What will St. Raymond of the future look like? In the past 25 years, we have entered a new period in the history of society and culture. The digital revolution in technology has changed the way people communicate. The internet gives people more information about the world than ever before. The structure of society is changing into global forms of government, where a change in the economy of one nation reverberates across the world. We are experiencing today something like what happened at the high point of the Catholic Church in the 15th century. After the first millennium, people were confident that Europe had become a Catholic world that had established the kingdom that Jesus promised under the authority of the Pope. But changes began to take place. The structure of society began to change. Nation states began to emerge with new forms of government. There was a revolution in technology. The printing press was invented. People could access information in new ways, and they became more aware of the world around them. For the first time, people were able to read the Bible for themselves, and they began to ask questions about the authority of the Catholic Church. They began looking for new expressions of Catholicism that would help them navigate change. But the Catholic Church was not able to respond quickly enough, and the Protestant Reformation took place. Now in the year 2020, we are in a similar time. People are increasingly immersed in new technology. A new book came out just a few months ago. It's called Outgrowing God, an Atheist's Handbook. It is by the gifted biologist Richard Dawkins. Professor Dawkins offers a practical guide to moving beyond the limitations of belief in God into the more mature atheist understanding that comes with technology and science. 40% of the millennial generation, that would be people between about maybe 20 and 35, are already on their way to outgrowing God. In surveys, they're described as the nuns, not N-U-N-S, but N-O-N-E-S, people with no religious commitment. And we have seen the effects of these trends in the decline of our own mass attendance, a decline of 38% from 2009 to 2019. The Second Vatican Council spoke prophetically about the growth of atheism long before the technological revolution. Back in 1965, the Council was already calling the Church to self-examination. How have we Christians contributed to the growth of atheism by watered-down teaching and weak commitment to living the faith? The Council called the Church to confidently present Christ as the answer to the deepest desires of the human heart. In our own Archdiocese of Chicago, the response to this critical moment is Renew My Church, the latest effort of the Archdiocese to stimulate new life in parishes. And many of you have participated in other such efforts: Tomorrow's Parish, Christ Renews His Parish, Parish Transformation. But notice that the current effort at New Life does not even include the word parish. It is Renew My Church, because if we are going to respond to the challenges we face, we cannot even think of the parish the way we have in the past, and we need larger structural change. We have to take ideas from these past efforts at renewal, but expand them in creative and new ways. So, a new way of thinking about the vision of our community is being laid out in collaboration with parish staff and lay leaders. And this is not the preference of Father Scott as opposed to some other pastor. This is an attempt to create space for the Holy Spirit to guide St. Raymond to renewal. So as you look at this, do not see it as a list of who is in charge. Do not see it as a prescription for how things have to be done. Look at it as an invitation to join in a process of exploration. The parish staff do not exist to carry out the mission. The parish staff exists to facilitate the mission that belongs to all of us. Leaders of different ministries do not exist to make sure everything is covered so no one else has to make any contribution. Leaders of ministries exist to invite participation. So my hope is that the commissions that you see described in the bulletin and online will become places of dialogue. Dialogue about how we are doing and dialogue about what we could do. The common theme in the teaching of every pope since the Second Vatican Council is dialogue. John the 23rd, Paul the 6th, John Paul the 2nd, Benedict the 16th, Francis, all of them say that mission must take place through dialogue. So we need to dialogue about spiritual life. How do we help people with hundreds of social media friends and who check their cell phone every 2 minutes to discover that there is another deeper dimension of life to be found in prayer and worship? We need to dialogue about lifelong formation. How do we help people to see that there is an alternative to outgrowing faith? We can grow into a deeper faith without having to reject science. How do we help people who have been away from the church for years to recover an authentic appreciation for the reality of divine revelation in human history and of the origins of our faith? How do we create community across generations that allows one generation to mentor another? We need to dialogue about solidarity. How do we make the healing power of God's mercy clear through our accompaniment of those in need? How do we build a new united human family through solidarity with those who sincerely seek God in other churches and religions? We need to dialogue about evangelization. How do we help people to see Jesus as the answer to the deep questions about the meaning of life? How do we help people to experience a supportive community that is more profound than what can be found in chat rooms or social media posts? How do we see the potential for building a community that reaches beyond the neighborhood boundaries to reach into our social and professional networks? We need to dialogue about communication and technology. How do we use social media as a way into the Christian life rather than as an alternative to participation in church? How do we make technology serve the mission of the gospel? And we need to dialogue about how we will continue this mission at St. Raymond. Where will the support for this mission come from? How do we move from simply maintaining our resources to developing them for the future growth of the community? And how do we move from just making ends meet to being able to invest in new ministry? So these are the kinds of conversations that need to take place and can take place in the commissions. I am asking you to pray how you may be called to be a voice in this conversation. What gift has been given to you by the Holy Spirit that is waiting to be put into action? Let Jesus's question sink deep into your own heart. What are you looking for? Because your answer could help us to see the way into the future. Now to him who is able to accomplish far more than all we ask or imagine by the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.